rather be live well, live lavishly, you know, have the finest of sneakers, finest of cars, you know, finest of vacation, but lose everything in heaven. You know, the Bible says, what does it profit for a man to win the whole world and lose his soul? You know, once we die here, you know, our soul continues to live. And there's a question that we have to ask, do we want our soul to live in peace, or do we want our soul to live in torture? You know, I prefer my soul to live in peace, you know, because all of these different things, you know, Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastic, you know, we come to this world with nothing. We're going to leave in this world with nothing. And that's the sad truth. You know, you're going to work so hard, and you may not even enjoy all this hard work, you know, for whatever reason. Someone else may enjoy it, but I pray that wouldn't be our portion. We will enjoy, you know, the hard work. But that's the reality. You know, once you reach your bus stop, you know, like people like to say, that's it. The car, the money, the stocks, the real estate, the business, none of that can do anything for you anymore. It doesn't have any value. Everything stops. Like, it stops for you. Like, you know, and, you know, as a Christian, you know, life still continues after that. Life still continues after that. And there's no point of losing your soul for just a couple of change, a couple of dollars. You know, it's not worth it, man. It's really not worth it. And I quickly want to go to this other scripture that talks more about wealth. And it says, Matthew 6:20, but store up your treasure in heaven, where moth and venom do not destroy, where the thieves do not break in and steal. And basically with this scripture, you can see that, you know, money, you can have money today, and tomorrow it can be gone. So it's like you chasing this bag, you chasing this lifestyle, you know, like I said in the beginning, you compromise so many things, your health, the different relationships and things you have. And just like that, you may not have money. If you get sick, you may not have money. God forbid someone gets cancer. Now all your money is going to you, is going to treatments, you know. And you're struggling. At that point, you're not going to be thinking about the next dollar or trying to get in this next job or whatever. You know, it comes up. We need to all come to a certain understand that money is great. You know, money has its problem that it can solve, but money shouldn't be our own master. You know, we should be controlling money. We should be, you know, having our money work for us. You know, that's the kind of lifestyle. Money shouldn't control us. We should have money working for us, you know. And, you know, yes, we should enjoy life, but, you know, at what expense are we willing to enjoy life? Are you willing to enjoy life at the expense of losing your soul and not make it to heaven? Are you willing to enjoy your life and, you know, burn in hell fire? Are you willing to lose your life and, you know, chase money and not have peace? Are you willing to chase money and not have genuine relationship with people around you? You know, Christ, you know, he came to this world. You know, we have to love our neighbors. You know, he gave us 2 commandments. And if you're focused on money, you can't fulfill either one of the commandments. Because one, God, money is your God. And 2, if people are not, you know, bringing you money or there's no relationship in terms of money, you won't love that person. Anybody that's around you, only love them because of the income or the money you can make off of them. And if that does not happen, then, you know, you're not trying to have any business. That's how some of us is. You know, if somebody, we can't benefit or benefit off somebody, we don't want to be part of it, you know. And that's not the life that Christ has called us, is to serve other people, you know, is to put other people before us, is to, you know, be there and support other people, you know, is to do what he did and why he was on earth, you know, which was feed the poor, you know, be there for people, you know, be a light, you know, in terms of darkness when people are going through grief, you know, create that sense of peace. And Lastly, I quickly want to go over the scripture, a very common scripture that we all know, and that is, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one or love other, or you will devote one and despise. You can't serve both God and money. It's impossible. Like, it's impossible. Wherever your heart is, that's where you put your focus in. If your heart is about, dad, I gotta make this next bag, I gotta make this next meal, I gotta make all this. This is all great, you know. The funny thing is that people fail to realize, you know, once you honor God and you completely honor God and sacrifice, God bless people. You know, it's not like God saying, oh, come work for me, come, you know, live this life, you know, I called you to, and you don't get anything. Then, you know, like, there's more. You get an everlasting, your soul is saved. That's number one. Your soul is saved from hell. That's number one. I think there's no price you can put on that. Your soul is saved. That's one. Two, you have a relationship with God. Like, most people don't have a relationship. A relationship with God comes with so many benefits. Peace. It comes with peace when things are going up south, whatever. You have peace, you know, with God. There's wisdom. God, you know, relationship with God, you have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to deal with so many different situations and handle them in an amicable way. You know, yes, you know, perfect example of someone who did, who reverenced God and understood the importance of not chasing the bag, was King Solomon. You know, when God asked him, what did he want? He didn't ask for money. He could ask it for money, but he understand that if he had the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding of God, money can come. And that's what I'm saying. Money is just a bypass of just reaching to a certain success. Money does not define you being a successful individual. You know, having Christ, you know, having peace in Christ because of Christ, you know, having the love of Christ to share to other people, that is success. Because, you know, compared to having millions in bank account and you cannot show love to your neighbor, you cannot, you know, help your neighbor, you cannot do all these different things that God called us to do because you're so focused on chasing the bag. And like I said, you know, one day you won't be able to chase the bag because you're all going to come to a day where we're going to take our last breath. And the question that you're going to have to, the question you have to face or, you know, live with, not the question, but the, what would you be faced is whether hell or heaven. And if you are about chasing a bag, I don't know, man. I just don't know. Because just like in the scripture you just read, you can't serve God and money. So you either got to choose one.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview and remain blessed.